This is George Norwegian.
Norwegian. See, he was up in the front. I was in the back.
Mercy.
In the waist. And see, normally, I would be in the nose with the navigator.
Okay.
But the B-24s are different. The 17 had room up there, but
yeah.
The 24s were terrible for the Bombardier. They had a nose turret, so you couldn't see anything. You had to look down underneath. But when you flew in a mission, the squadron, you didn't have to worry about bombing yourself. The lead bombardier, just like the lead navigator, the lead pilot, you just follow them. See, you just follow them. They told you where to be in the formation.
And when you saw the lead bomber drop his bombs, he would bomb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you drop them. See, you drop them. So what I did, instead of being up there in that hole, they said, well, I could go into that, turret in the front. But the turret in the front wasn't much room in there. And for me to go in there, if I had to get out of it, forget about it. So I said, look, give me a waist position. So I went to the right waist. There was a right and a left.
Okay.
See, so I took the, and I wanted a gun, 50 caliber gun. In case something come up, I wanted a gun. So I had a 50 caliber gun on the right waist position, and I took care of the back. They had the guy in the left waist and the guy in the way in the back.
And the tail gunner.
So if anything come up, I was there. See, and that's why I flew most of the missions there.